And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Good morning, Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska, and I believe this is Mayor Steve Carrington on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, all right. Hang in there.
Well, I say that because this morning I walked across town, and of course, I said, that's wind I'm feeling on my face. It's a very strong wind, and I know rain is coming, so we're not going to be experiencing what we did a few weeks ago with below zero weather and very high winds. But we're still in recovery mode, and I'm curious from your perspective as mayor of the city of Palmer. I know you had some individual effect, as did many people. How is the city doing in recovery?
Well, I think there's been enough. Well, I don't know if there's been enough, but a lot of assessment. Yesterday, the city manager, we had a mayor's manager's meeting, and he mentioned that the city proper for damages is somewhere about $750,000.
Oh, okay.
So this, and a lot of that, are close to half of that, is our the water tower over by the college. Took quite a bit of damage.
Well, I noticed, for example, across the street, the lights are back on the Palmer Depot, but I know that the depot had some damage as well. I would guess that would have been large.
Yeah, that was quite the struggle. I'm not sure how much damage it actually ended up taking. I know there's a lot of effort in trying to preserve what we have invested in there.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I can also tell you that I'm looking. The reason why I can see the Palmer Depot so well is the lights on the street, where not so much I live, although I spend a lot of time here, between the flashing red light and Vagabond Blues, the streetlights are out and have been for a while, too.
Ah.
So, yeah. So it's one of those things. I've reported to Public Works, and I understand for listeners that's the way to go if you notice something happening. And I know that in the past there's been a lot of discussion about the difficulty of maintaining lights, particularly with underground connections. It's a very difficult thing to do. But stepping off from that immediate question of how damage repairs are going, I note that on our schedule we're looking at really plans for this year. And I'm wondering from your perspective, what do you see as planned? Things that you would like in particular, since you have, at least between now and October, perhaps further, the role as mayor?
Well, like I had alluded to, we had a mayor's manager's meeting where the borough, City of Wasilla, City of Palmer, and oftentimes City of Houston get together. One of the things was each other asking, you know, are you going to go down to Juneau for the AML, which happens in middle of February, I think. And I had frankly kind of forgotten about it. And it's like, oh, well, I am not sure. And it sounds like Wasilla was planning to go down. Not sure that the borough was planning to, but, yeah, we, and a little bit of discussion of the, how are things going with Juneau? One thing we did, I think it was a week or two ago, was the cities and the borough all kind of met to talk with our legislators and kind of try to show a unified front of, hey, these are our concerns for our various areas, and you know, we're all in this together and trying to get their attention. I don't know how well it worked, but.
Mm-hmm. So the city and the city of Palmer is still a member of AML. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay. And because I know that one of the things that in the past has happened as new members have moved on to the council, going down to AML was one of the better places to come up to speed with how to be a council member.
Yeah. Yeah, with the training, et cetera. And so, yeah, that's one of the, like I said, I'm still, personally, my house still doesn't have fully functioning running water, et cetera. So it's, I'm still a little distracted on my personal side of things.
Okay.
But
I can understand that. Right, right.
Yeah.
Are there one of the biggest topics in the past year that came up had to do with annexation. And if I remember correctly, you were there. The instruction was to the manager, John Moosey, and to Brad Hansen to put together the next step and present it. I know there have been lots of things happening since then. Do you have any sense of when that annexation topic will pop back in with a next step?
I'm not sure. I remember we kind of gave some direction, but I don't know that we gave any timeline on it. I know one of the things I'm intrigued with is, was that the borough had done a whole large, bonding issue and for a bunch of road projects. And I think the only road project that associated with Palmer was, a continuation of Felton, I think it was.
Right.
And I think down towards the, or was it, well, there was also a discussion about Hemmer as well. Anyway, those two road projects kind of got me intrigued of, okay, that's kind of like on the edge of our city limits. And if there's going to be roads being worked on in the real near future, you know, it seems to me that we should be looking at, okay, what would be some of the implications of, we've got roads connected to the city that are going out to areas just outside the city limits. That might be a prime target for working on annexation.
Well, you've been around long enough to know that there have been various looks at annexation. From my personal view, having watched many of the presentations and the discussions, it seemed that this most recent one was a pretty comprehensive look at different options for annexation, all kinds of details, surveys, et cetera. And as you know, the danger tends to be with some things, well, you get all that good information, and unless it goes through to a finality, whether you're saying, no, we're not going to do it now, we'll look at it in a couple of years, or yes, we want to go forward, it just begins to molder and... you know, so what's your sense of the either the need for annexation or the need to come to completion on this particular effort?
Well, I think one of the biggest struggles is it usually the approach we've always done has gone to the local boundary commission, which is I believe it's a 5-member committee of the state. And it's in recent years, it seems very difficult to get any positive results for annexation through that. So I know there has been some suggestions of, well, there's other approaches that are allowed in there. And some as simple as just having a couple of votes from people within the city and people in the area that would be affected, you know, kind of doing a whole different approach to it of rather than the, I'm trying to remember what the proper term is, the legislative annexation, which is basically it goes down to the local boundary commission and then eventually to, I think, the legislature. And lately they seem so...
Yeah.
To have a few difficulties in doing things.
Right. Well, that sounds like a great thing. I know many people have said that, you know, there may be some people that are touching Palmer that are interested in becoming part of Palmer. Maybe they could just do it and do little bits and pieces rather than something more comprehensive. I know, interestingly enough, I know that there were some people who have felt that they live just outside the city of Palmer and feel they would like to be able to vote on things, vote for people in the council and so on. And I, I'm guessing they would be people that, in order to be full-fledged residents and voting members would have that opportunity to be annexed, and then you do it all, pay the taxes and do the voting and the rest. So that's maybe that is an incentive for people. You want to be part of the game, then be part of the city. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a very good point, and one that many people seem to kind of forget that as far as I understand, our whole country, it's really based off of your residency, where you live affects where you get to vote and what you get to vote on. And that could be a very simple approach too.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska, and I'm speaking with Mayor Steve Carrington of the City of Palmer. Steve, you've come into office in an interesting way. The former mayor, Mayor Ed DeVries, was elected to the borough position as mayor and moved on, and you were deputy mayor, so you have become mayor. And you'll be mayor, as I understand, through October, when the decision you make is whether you want to run for a longer part of the office or not. I've got that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The current term ends in October of this year, and the way our code reads anyway, that any, this one wasn't an appointment, it was a succession, I guess?
Yeah, you succeeded to the role as one of those vice president, deputy mayor type of thing. Yeah.
Yes. And those only go until the next regular election.
Got it. Okay. So you've had a couple of other responsibilities that have been a bit different. And on the one hand, most recently, you've been asked to select a replacement for one of the positions on the council that was open when you moved up and the mayor moved on. Has that process been completed? What's the state of that effort, and how does it work, maybe for listeners?
Yes, I don't recall the actual code number, but that was a change we made with a couple months back, so that for appointing a council member, and again, only until the next election, it's basically the duty of the mayor to do that, and then if the council wishes, they can essentially veto it. So that's basically last week we had eight. Originally, we were submitted for people to apply by January 7th, but with the windstorm, et cetera, extended it to the 14th. So by the 14th, we'd received, I think, eight applications, two of which were not quite fully qualified, I guess is the way I would say it. There's a requirement that you have to have lived within the city limits for a year.
Right.
So two of the people didn't quite meet that qualification, but there were six others. And then I'd asked one of the employees and the deputy mayor to just, it's kind of a whole new process. And it's kind of like, well, I wanted to make sure to keep things appropriate. So I asked them to help me do phone interviews to call up the six people and ask questions and trying to figure out a process that would make sense. So we did that, I think it was on Tuesday. And then, I've actually written up a mayor's report that's in the packet, which should be available online now today.
Right.
So
you've essentially then in that report picked someone you're proposing to the council. And
yeah. If you want, I can just read it to you right now.
Sure. Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. So I said many of the applicants have had many years of political involvement with the city of Palmer. I believe now is a good time to move in a new direction. To this end, I appoint, see if I can pronounce it right, Carolina Anzialotti to the interim city council position. And so of the six we interviewed, there was Eric Anderson, Carolina Anzialotti, Linda Combs, David Fuller, Lee Hendrickson, and Cynthia Hudgens was the six that were interviewed.
Okay. And then that will happen at the next council meeting, which is next Tuesday, if I understand correctly.
Correct.
Okay. And then when would she take the seat?
I believe it's on the agenda to happen on the 25th, next Tuesday.
Yep. So that would all happen next Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. All right. Okay. Now there was another ongoing piece. There had been recall initiatives for three members of the council, and they were in the hands of the clerk to be verified, and then a decision made about an election to see if those members would be recalled or not. Do you have any update on how that's going?
I know they're getting close. Our city clerk, Shelley, well, for one, she was very excited. She's hired a deputy clerk.
And got it,
she's
right.
Very excited about that. And I know she and the deputy clerk have been working on it, and I believe they're near the end of that verification process. So,
okay, so she may have a report out then for Tuesday as well.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for answering those questions. Now, I've asked a bunch of questions. Are there other particular things you'd like to make sure listeners hear from you before we finish up today?
Oh, my mind's still kind of rolling around with some of the questions you're talking about wanting to see into the future. One of the things we'd come up with during the budget is we put more money into, I think it was for roads, that between two or three of the different funds, I think we had like over $1 million for public works to work on roads. So I'm kind of hopeful to get to hear from the city manager and Jude, our public works director, as you know, at least an outline of, okay, we've given you some money. What are you planning? What are you thinking?
Right.
So that's one of the things I'd like to see, hopefully, here in the next month, is at least an outline of that.
Well, very good. Very good. And I know I know there's still some lingering big projects. And we typically talk when I interview the manager or public works or around things like the sewage disposal plant and its completion. And, of course, there's something sitting out there as well that has sort of fallen off the radar, and that's work on the Glen Highway, completing it out to the interchange. Now, not specifically Palmer City projects, but they will certainly affect the city.
Oh, yes, quite so. With it's basically the main entrance into Palmer, so...
And
I don't know of. I haven't heard if where the go ahead is, if DOT is going to be working on that this next year or what.
Okay, maybe I've circled back one place just for clarification. I'd just been listening to a review of the school board meeting, and school board has a lobbyist down in Juneau, as does, in fact, the borough. What's your view of how the city lobbies essentially the legislature?
Well, for the last number of years, we've kind of I believe we used to have a lobbyist some years back.
I remember clearly. Yes, we're actually a retired legislator, a senator, I met, and I remember visiting in Juneau with him and being impressed with his knowledge and connection, not because the legislature, as you know, has 60 people, and sometimes you have to move beyond our own representation for things. But that's why, right, I believe the borough and the school district have gone in that way. But what's your sense of how we're, as a city, going to deal with the legislature?
That's kind of an interesting question, because in the last number of years, we kind of chosen to, you know, allow the council members to go down, and especially for the AML conference that's right. in February, to do lobbying. And let me say, I don't know if that's the cause of why we haven't gotten much done in the last number of years, or
well, sometimes it's good to just raise that question, because as I said, having listened to the lobbyist who speaks to the school board, I was impressed with the detail and the sense of being able to get the full picture. Well, but it's something to think about in any case.
Yeah.
Well, we're about ending our time. I have about a minute left. Last comments of all, Steve.
Well, thanks for the call. It has definitely been an interesting process for me to become mayor. I believe I've served about 15 years on the city council, but I've never technically been elected as mayor. So
right.
it has been a interesting number of months, and people have asked, do I plan to run for mayor? I says, well, I guess you could say I plan to at this point, but I'm not going to guarantee it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Well, stay well out there, and I hope your water comes back soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Take care now.
See the plumber again today.
Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.